You're listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. Here are your hosts, Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin.
Welcome to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry here with my co-host, Jeff Griffin. We are in the city of Costa Mesa. A lot of people may not know where Costa Mesa is. It is in Southern California in the heart of the OC, surrounded by kind of some big names, Newport Beach, Huntington Beach, Anaheim. And you actually have to go through Costa Mesa to kind of go to a lot of different things here. But what's amazing about Costa Mesa is it's a whole place to explore in and of itself.
A lot of things to see here. It is a city with a lot of arts in it. We're going to be talking about some of those things. It is a city with unrivaled shopping opportunities.
Unrivaled shopping places like South Coast Plaza.
Not only the plaza, but some other places we're going to be talking about as well,
yeah,
such
Jeff's
as the
locked,
OC Mix.
Yeah, Jeff's locked my credit cards away at this point. We had him free-flowing for a few days, and he's like, okay, he pulled the scissors out and threatened me.
It's a place with a lot to see and do in its own right that we'll be talking about. It's
That's
also
true.
A great jumping-off point for getting down to the beach, getting up to Disneyland, getting to LA or San Diego. Really fun place that we can't wait to tell you more about.
And we're sitting here at the Avenue of the Arts Wyndham Hotel. We're actually sitting here on the balcony outlooking this really great little area they have outside that's sort of like a courtyard that they've converted with grass and rocks. It's kind of this outdoor living room. I don't know how to explain it other than that. It's really cute. And the place that we're in right now is sort of the sort of mecca of this South Coast area, the South Coast metro area, Costa Mesa, where you've got, you know, hotels, dining, restaurants, South Coast Plaza. Everything is pretty much walkable. The beautiful art center across the street, so much. And we're going to be talking about all those things on today's show.
We will start with an interview with TravelCostaMesa.com that will give us an overview of the city. Then we're going to move on and talk with Werner Escher. He is with South Coast Plaza.
He knows everything about South Coast Plaza. It's so amazing. And really the international draw. People actually come here to the city to vacation just to shop at South Coast Plaza. It is one of the largest grossing malls. I don't even know if they like to call it a mall. Shopping centers in the world.
We're also going to move to a fun new place called the OC Mix.
Anna East Tangier from SoCo and the OC Mix is going to talk to us a little bit about their, shall I say, an experiment. There's lots of new things there, a lot of first-time owners, owner-owned shops, original designs, a lot of first-time chefs opening places there, and it's just pretty much the total opposite vibe of South Coast just down the street. So they really, you really can get your shopping, entertainment in, and completely different avenues while you're here in Costa Mesa.
Speaking of avenues, right here on the Avenue of the Arts where we're staying is the Segerstrom Center for the Arts. We're going to be speaking with Terry Dwyer later in the program. We've got a lot to get to, but first we need to do Hot Topics in Travel. And coming up, I have a rant about airplane travel.
It should be interesting to hear that. We'll be coming back. Make sure that you check us out at our website, travelbrigade.com, or follow us at Travel Brigade on Twitter. We'll be right back.
Hot. What's not? What's trending? Next up, this week's picks for travel news and hot topics in travel.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry here with my co-host, Jeff Griffin. We are here at the Avenue of the Arts Wyndham Hotel, sitting over the balcony, recording this great show. We've been hanging around Costa Mesa for the last few days, running around, checking out things to do, places to go, and places to shop. There is so much to do here in Costa Mesa. We're going to go through that all throughout the show today, but first we have hot topics in travel.
This was something I found at Yahoo Travel, and it was posted by a man named Sid Lipsy, and the very first word in the headline is rant.
You're a ranter.
Hi.
Actually, just more of a private ranter than he is a public ranter. I'm kind of the opposite. I'm more of the public ranter than the private ranter, or both. Maybe he'll tell you.
Anyway, what this rant was about was he lamented the fact that people no longer get dressed up to go on airplanes anymore, that there was a time, and they have at the top of the article, they have a picture of Don Draper walking off from Mad Men, walking off a plane in his full suit, putting on his hat. He sort of laments the fact that we've lost that aura of sort of it being a special thing.
Yeah, it's not. People are wearing pajamas on the plane. And as a matter of fact, I am actually torn because the first few times I flew growing up, that was a requirement. You would like dress up to go on a plane. And I have, as I've gotten older, battled that comfort versus you know, wanting to look decent when you're out traveling for the day. But I do see people wearing t-shirts and pajamas, and then you see the businessman, of course, you know, the frequent flyers wearing their suits because they're on their way to a meeting. But I mean, generally speaking, yes.
Well, and I think there's also that I'm not going to put on a coat and tie and nice shoes if I have to take those shoes off and that jacket off to go through the metal detector at the security gate.
That's true.
So I kind of, when I initially read this, I kind of was thinking, okay, here's another old man who's yelling at kids to get off his lawn. But then I started thinking more and more about it, and I would kind of like to see that happen to some extent, just because I feel like a lot of people go to fly now and they just sort of take it as a free for all, and I'm just going to do whatever I can get away with, not just in terms of clothing, but just in terms of behavior. And I'm wondering if we did try to do something to make it, you know, and I realize this is never going to happen, but I wish we could get some sort of that there's a certain level of decorum expected on a flight.
Just, I was going to say it goes
just
back
for your fellow passengers.
Yeah. And I was just going to say it goes with that whole analogy of, you know, if you dress that way, you'll act that way. And I think there is sort of like when you come in a pair of pajamas and you have your pillow and you're drooling and snoring next to the person next to you. It's a little bit different than just wearing, I don't know, something, sitting there and reading your book. I kind of agree, but I don't know if the ball's gone too far to make it go back.
We say this, you can dress like you're in your living room hanging out if you want to be comfortable on the plane, but don't act like you're in your living room hanging out.
Very good. We have a full show today. We are here in Costa Mesa again, here staying at the Avenue of the Arts Wyndham Hotel, enjoying our stay here. We've been running around doing all sorts of great things. To give an overview of this whole city, we got a hold of travelcostamesa.com. They're going to give us a little bit of an overview, but we did go to their site. Their site is actually really great. There's lots of different things you can do. You can look at top attractions while you're here, the things that are to do that we're going to talk about today. There's also an interactive map where you can look at restaurants, hotels, and they also have a hot deals button where you, not like our hot sheet, but actually hot deals where you can go in there and get hotel and package deals while you're here in Costa Mesa. And as you'll see throughout the show, there is a ton to do. Whether you're sitting in a theater watching a Broadway show or shopping your heart out, we will have a lot of that information coming up next.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. Follow us on Twitter at Travel Brigade. We will be right back.
Not sure where to go, what to do, and where to sleep? Up next, hot hotels, unique activities, and top attractions in our destination city. Check it out.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry here with my co-host Jeff Griffin. We are here in Costa Mesa doing an all Costa Mesa show this week. For a lot of people who don't know, Costa Mesa is in the heart of Orange County, a very popular destination in Southern California. Costa Mesa itself has a huge a destination shopping center in and of itself, not to mention an arts center, dining, hotels, and everything, not to mention a jump-off point for a lot of popular things like Disneyland's just not even 10 minutes away, the beaches in Newport, Huntington. It's kind of nestled right in the middle of all that action in the Orange County area.
Here to tell us more about it is Paulette Lombardi-Fries, who is with TravelCostaMesa.com. And Paulette, give people a little bit of an overview of this amazing place.
I would love to, and thank you so much for having me. Costa Mesa is a fantastic city in Orange County, just about 37 miles south of Los Angeles. It was incorporated in 1953, and we have about 111,000 people in a quaint city. And like you mentioned, Costa Mesa is the home of things and big landmarks in Orange County, such as South Coast Plaza, Segerton Center for the Arts.
Love that too.
And the Orange County Fair and Event Center here. So we are one of those cities that people may not know exactly where those landmarks are, but as soon as we start mentioning them, we get the aha.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that it's true. People think about places in Costa Mesa before they may think about the name Costa Mesa.
I would absolutely agree with that. You know, our goal over the past few years have been definitely sharing with people the great destination that we are. But to be honest with you, like you mentioned, we're nestled around bigger cities that are known for their fabulous beaches and destinations like Disneyland. And we're you know, right in the center of it all. We're close to John Wayne Airport. We're just about 10 minutes away from that, and fabulous shopping and dining and the beautiful Arts Center as well.
Well, I think that's the thing is nobody wants to go to Southern California and just go to the beach for a week or just go to Disneyland for a week or just do something for a week. So I think finding a good center point where you've got things like the arts and shopping and everything else, it really is, right off the 405. You've got a great jump right there. We wanted to talk, first and foremost a little bit about, you're coming to Costa Mesa. Where are some accommodations that stick out in your mind as far as places where people might want to stay that are kind of in the heart of Costa Mesa where all the action is?
We represent 10 hoteliers and we have an array of brands. So regardless of what your budget is, you can find it here. We have Marriott hotels, we have Hilton hotels, Crowne Plaza, Avenue of the Arts, Wyndham Hotel, and the Westin. Yeah, we love that. They just got a 4-star rating from AAA. They're a beautifully renovated hotel just steps away from South Coast Plaza.
Living room that's there with the grass and the lawn furniture, and I decided I went to come home and pull up all my grass and just put AstroTurf and furniture out of my backyard in homage to the hotel where we were.
I absolutely love that hotel. It is comfortable. They just renovated it and completed a multi-million dollar renovation, both indoors and outdoors, so it definitely shows in their product. It's fabulous.
It's always hard to get a bad meal in Orange County. I think there's so many innovative chefs, but I do know Costa Mesa's made this big move. They've got a lot of sort of local cuisine that's popping up there, some kind of major steakhouses that are in the area. Tell us a little bit about the dining scene in Costa Mesa.
That is definitely one thing you have to take advantage of here. And regardless of where you're staying in our top hotels, you can walk to several of my favorite dining establishments. One of our favorites is Mastro's Steakhouse. And, there are so many fantastic steakhouses throughout our country, but this is truly my favorite. And you can always count on top service, but also your meal is going to be top of the line. Freshest cut of meat. Service that is undeniably the best. They know how to take care of you there. One of my favorites is their gnocchi and truffle dish, which, it's a side dish, but it really feeds about 5 people there. Love their ribeye steak. Some other places in Costa Mesa, a little place called Old Vine Cafe, which is located at the Lab in the Camp. They are open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and a real small, intimate dining venue there. One of my favorites for breakfast is their open face biscuits and gravy, which of course you can't have every day, but
why not?
consistently fresh and delicious, and they just fantastic menu. Freshest
I have to say, speaking of the camp and the lab, we have fallen in love with Portola Coffee Lab.
Yes. Oh, for coffee lovers, you certainly have to go there. Costa Mesa is it's eclectic, but it has so many different venues, regardless of if you're vegetarian or if you're a meat eater. We have it all here. Another favorite of mine is called the Golden Truffle, which is off of Newport Boulevard. They've been there for over 25 years. Again, a small, intimate venue, just fantastic fresh seafood there. Their menu changes daily, which I love too, because what you're getting is always going to be fresh. And Chef Greeley there really makes it a point to come out and to greet his guests and to make sure that you're really enjoying your dining experience there.
Tell us a little bit about some of the events that you have year-round in Costa Mesa. There's the fair, obviously. I don't know if that's obvious to everyone, but anyone that's been to Orange County has heard about the Orange County Fair. But any other, we could talk a little bit about the fair and then maybe some other big things that you do throughout the year.
Sure. Since we were just talking about food, Costa Mesa has their annual Costa Mesa Restaurant Week, which traditionally happens about the second week going into the third week of August. And this year it starts on August 15th and it runs through the 22nd. And we have about 58 restaurants participating this year. And many of them have created prefix menus that are special just for our restaurant week. So that is something that we're excited to do for the fourth year running. thing. Our residents love it, but of course our guests love it that come here to visit, because while they're staying in one of the hotels and they can enjoy some of the meals there, they can certainly get out and try new things at a really great value. So we've got that every August. And then getting into more food, of course, we'll talk about the Orange County Fair and Event Center, which happens every year in July. And we are lucky enough to be in the city that hosts that. Last year, they had about 1.4 million people in attendance at the OC Fair. And they
That's a lot of deep fried butter and Twinkies.
You got to love it, right? You know, there's something for everyone there. You know, they've got a great concert series there every year. This past year, they had Pat Benatar and Leanne Rimes. And for those of us that remember the Go-Go's, they were there too. So we love that. And they have contests and competitions with live culinary displays going on there. They have local chefs that are showing people the latest and greatest in their menus, and also celebrity chefs such as Carla Hall was there. Some of the foodies may know her. She was is a co-host on The Chew, and she appeared on Top Chef. We had Roy Choi here. He's probably most famous for his taco truck, and we watched him create Latin Asian fusion cooking for us. We've got lots of things for the kids, of course. We have the kitty carnival rides, we've got bubble rollers, we've got the Centennial Farms where kids can get out there and get involved with some of the animals in the pens, just all kinds of things.
You know, when we talk about most places, we talk location, location, location. But when it comes to Southern California, we talk about location near a freeway. And one thing I love about Costa Mesa is easy access to the freeways to get different places. Give us some ideas about how far people are when they're there from Disneyland or the beach or San Diego.
Yeah, we'd love to. You know, we're really marketing our city as the central point in Southern California because, you know, like I said, we're so close to John Wayne Airport, just about 10 minutes away, but we have beautiful local attractions too, such as Disneyland, that's just 13 miles away from us. And depending on where you're staying in Costa Mesa, you could be as close as a mile away from the Pacific Ocean. So we're nestled right in there.
Your border actually touches Newport Beach, doesn't it? When you go down, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it sure does. We get a great coastal breeze and beach-like living, just depending on what side of the city you're on. It's fantastic. And then if you want to go down to San Diego, you know, you can pretty much get there in about an hour and a half and take advantage of SeaWorld and the zoo down there. It's in a great location.
No, it's true. It's a great jumping off point. And there's so much to do during this whole show. You will hear information. We have lots of really great interviews with South Coast Plaza, the Performing Arts Center, and the SoCo area. But we will put more information on our website on the Hot Sheet, or you can get information about Visit Costa Mesa there on the Hot Sheet at TravelBrigade.com. And then you can also follow us on our Twitter account at Travel Brigade. We will have more on this show, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Travel Brigade with Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin. You can follow them on Twitter, like them on Facebook, and check out their website at TravelBrigade.com.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry here with my co-host Jeff Griffin. We are here at the Avenue of the Arts, the Wyndham Hotel, and just overlooking, we can see the beautiful Arts Center, South Coast Plaza down the street, just a bunch of restaurants. They have the Silver Trumpet restaurant here, and we were just talking with Travel Costa Mesa, and again, looking at all the things that there are to do here, we were looking at their interactive map, and it's quite fun. You can just click on it, click parks, all the parks show up in the area, you can click a attractions, you can click recreation, and you really just can see where Costa Mesa is just kind of in the heart of all of these things that you can do.
You can also click one that's called shopping.
Very good shopping. And again, in this area, it's very condensed. There's several hotels that are here, different types of hotels, boutique hotels, sort of high-rise hotels. Again, we're here at the Avenue of the Arts Wyndham Hotel, which is just about a block away, and literally you can walk across to the Arts Center, catch a Broadway show, and come right back to your room. And yes, Jeff's mentioned shopping because he has the scissors out, ready to cut my credit cards. We've been enjoying our shopping here the last few days, really on all levels.
There's so many different ways to go with shopping here. You've got the South Coast Plaza, which we're going to be talking about, is a worldwide draw for people. And then you've got new startups like the OC Mix that we're going to touch on later in the program.
The reason Jeff's saying worldwide draw is because people really worldwide have come over here. There are sheiks from the Middle East that come here. There's royalty that comes here. There's Margaret Thatcher's been shopping here. Celebrities come down here. It's really just, I mean, it's the place where you can get literally anything.
Coming up, we've got an interview with Werner Escher from South Coast Plaza. Stay tuned. You're listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. We will be right back.
Questions or comments for the Travel Brigade? Tweet them at Travel Brigade.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry here with my co-host, Jeff Griffin. We are doing a city, a beautiful city today in Costa Mesa, California, known for one huge thing, South Coast Plaza.
There are people who come here from other states, other countries, other continents.
True.
Just to come here, just to come to
just
South
to
Coast.
Shop.
Just to shop.
As a matter of fact, I already saw the sign for the Mickey Moto shop. You better have your credit card ready.
When we go there, can you not kneel down at the entrance this time?
I worship it.
Just try to hold it together.
And it's one of those things. We are in the Access Lounge, which is another thing we're going to talk about for those VIPs that come shopping. If you need a little break or maybe like need to leave your husband watching the game while you're out shopping, you can do that as well. We are very fortunate today to have a special guest.
We have Werner Escher here with us. He is the executive director of South Coast Plaza. Werner, tell us some of the highlights of why people would come from other states, other nations, other continents just to come here.
It's a pleasure for me to certainly talk about the art of fashion here in the City of the Arts. As a matter of fact, South Coast Plaza really has attracted from all over the world celebrities. The King and Queen of Sweden, the Royal Family of England, and Margaret Thatcher when she was Prime Minister on two occasions, as well as the certainly many, many consul generals and ambassadors of the Ambassador of Italy, the Ambassador of China. Really, the list quite goes on. And, oh my gosh, the Sultan of Brunei and the Princess of Thailand. And Kobe Bryant, Hollywood is certainly in our neighborhood, practically across the OC into Los Angeles area, where trading radio certainly is the world. It is where the world comes to shop. And we're blessed with excess of 22 million visits a year from those that are looking for an experience. And South Coast Plaza is an experience. It's certainly more than taking home a purchase, taking home a gift. It's truly taking home a memory.
Tell us a little bit about some of the signature highlight shops that you have here. I know you've got some staple sort of anchor, large department stores, but also some of those boutique shops that you have here that really draw some attention.
The attention really is evident by the opportunity to walk our streetscape. And in walking our streetscape, that sight line, those window displays, certainly are not in any way obstructed. That sight line is not obstructed with kiosks. So we certainly pride ourselves on the fact that we do not interrupt the shopping experience, even the dining experience, because again, not only do we not populate our center with kiosks, but we do not have a food court. We feel that people really enjoy sidewalk dining. And so really the most famous streets of sidewalk dining, whether it's the Champs-Élysées or in Shanghai, Beijing, anywhere in the world, the Ginza, Fifth Avenue, it's walking again, our streetscape is like adventure. Turn the corner and any window, because the stores at South Coast Plaza, certainly window dressing and the amount of money that is that is budgeted for window dressing is enormous. So that you can, again, look at a store, you can, without a Vogue magazine, if you're a woman, or a GQ, Gentleman's Quarterly magazine, see any one of the windows, and we have 12 categories of retail. And in that window, that display, you will find what is fashionable, whether it's accessories, whether it's shoes, apparel, jewelry, it's all there. A sight to be seen. As a matter of fact, I would like to characterize our windows as effectively competing with blue skies and sunsets here that we enjoy on the Mediterranean of the Pacific in forever summer Orange County.
Just looking at the directory, I mean, we've got Bloomingdale, Saks Fifth Avenue, Jimmy Choo, of course, my favorite, Mickey Moto. Jeff's going to jump in with Mont Blanc. I know he'll be spending some time there at Mont Blanc. But just, you know, your typical Chanel's and Ralph Lauren's. I mean, everything that you can imagine, top brand, is here. I mean, everything that you want to shop for is here. You know, you mentioned something, the dining. Tell us a little bit about some restaurants that are here in South Coast. And you're right, it is. I mean, looking at the directory and all that, it looks like more of an experience. You come here and shop, you have lunch. Tell us a little bit about some of the dining and maybe some restaurants that sort of stand out that are here at the mall here.
At South Coast Plaza, again, you could almost say where the world comes to dine. Because really we're fortunate to have a generous mix of a fine dining as well as, I don't know, I wouldn't characterize it as grab and go, but certainly more popular dining. But the restaurants and the fine dining that really is no different than the retail and the stores, which really in the aggregate consists of the largest collection, luxury collection in the United States of luxury brand, designer retail. And you have the same conglomerate, if you will, of restaurants that, on the one hand, ethnic. You have Italian, we have Indian and Indonesian, as well as Japanese, as well as French. And, of course, one of the most exciting things to happen in dining at South Coast Plaza will be next month when we open Din Tai Fung. So really, you can come here and shop literally the stores that represent 17 different countries and the restaurants in the same sense that represent 10 different countries. So in effect, you have this panoply of stores and restaurants that as you spend 3 or 4 hours here, you realize that you've run out of time and that you must come back and that we are compelling enough to come back. And particularly, that's a segue to the other welcoming attributes of South Coast Plaza, which is our valet parking, 4 valet parking stations, as well as a concierge service, 4 concierge desks, because really it's people that as you travel and because of the world population that is attracted to South Coast Plaza, even though the store directories are easy locations to identify stores, it's certainly the person that's come here for the first time that is maybe just a short amount of time here, and therefore wayfinding is important, and that static directory can be really can be very overwhelming. So again, the concierge desks or locations that we have, not just 1 but 4, is important. And then a restful respite from shopping, if you have the time, is the VIP access lounge.
You mentioned the VIP access lounge. That's where we are right now. Tell us a little bit about what that lounge is, what types of service it provides, and how guests to the South Coast Plaza access the lounge.
The VIP access lounge is in many ways the same experience, even really more a restful experience than you might find of an airport lounge, an airline lounge. Certainly the VIP access provides that restful respite, the opportunity not only with television and Wi-Fi, but certainly the concierge service and the means of being pampered. With that having been said, also in that included in that pampering is the bring of snacks and beverage. And the beverage can include latte, coffee, cappuccino, as well as champagne, beer, and wine. And in the lounge, we do have the opportunity for our personal shopper stylist to pull forth, provide really in fitting rooms that we have in our VIP access, the opportunity for the person that is interested and needs a little bit of counseling in terms of their voyage, if you will, their journey here, their walking and talking and enjoying the fruits of really the visit, someone to come in and then help them and take them personally to the store and arrange for interviews and certainly sales associates at the various stores here. And there are 250 in total. And that kind of personalizes really the visit here a little bit more in that sense.
Thank you so much for spending time with us today. Again, we will have information about South Coast Plaza on our hot sheet for today's show, where you can link and access and see this amazing directory. We allotted about a half a day here. I don't think it'll be long enough, but we're going to go through the stores, maybe hit the restaurants, check out the Access Lounge, have a great time. We'll share that with you as well on today's show.
You're listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. Check out our website, travelbrigade.com. Follow us on Twitter at Travel Brigade. We will be right back.
You're listening to Travel Brigade with Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin. You can follow them on Twitter, like them on Facebook, and check out their website at travelbrigade.com.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry here with my co-host, Jeff Griffin. Again, having this great interview talking about South Coast Plaza, and again, talking about that Access Lounge. When Jeff's done shopping, it's a great place to leave him, let him watch his sports games, and then he really can't calculate how much I'm actually spending. It's a great option for us. But, you know, one of the things, too, is sort of the distinct different shopping that's here. I mean, we talked about South Coast literally being one of the highest grossing shopping centers in the world. We have an interview coming up with the OC Mix in SoCo, which is kind of a completely different experiment that we'll talk about. And then there's a place called the Camp and the Lab, which is just down the street from South Coast Plaza, almost kind of originally known as the Anti-Mall. A lot of original shops, original owners, one-of-a-kind designs. You can grab yourself a tattoo and a coffee. It's really just sort of literally the anti-establishment when it comes to shopping.
There's also a very popular place in the area that's been here as long as I can remember. It's now known as the Triangle.
Triangle Square originally, which is kind of on the point just where Costa Mesa ends and Newport Beach begins. And that's kind of a whole other place. There's some great bars, great shopping there, and movie theaters and stuff. And that's kind of a pretty big hangout now called the Triangle.
I'm glad they changed the name because the Triangle Square is sort of geometrically impossible.
That's true.
It got me confused because I didn't know whether to look for a triangle or a square.
It's the triangle. That's really what it is.
Coming up, we've got an interview with Anaïs Tangier. She's with the OC Mix at SoCo. She's going to be telling us more about that unique shopping experience.
Yes, we were there just recently, had an amazing lunch, which we'll talk about. We did our interview sitting out on the patio at Taco Maria, having amazing Mexican food, just sitting there learning about all these different establishments that were there, one-of-a-kind shops. You buy a shirt, it's definitely not, you're going to not get it at the Gap. Original shirts, a lot of original chefs that have opened. Taco Maria was actually named one of the best food trucks in the nation, and then opened this first establishment, and we were happy to give it a try. It was so great. The tacos were amazing. The food was amazing. And we're going to be talking about that next.
Stay tuned. You're listening to Travel Brigade. Check out our website, travelbrigade.com. We will be right back.
Questions or comments for the Travel Brigade? Tweet them at Travel Brigade.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry here with my co-host, Jeff Griffin. We are in the city of Costa Mesa exploring all the things there are to do in Costa Mesa. We've been to the high end, South Coast Plaza. We've been to the cool end, and now we're at this really new place. Restaurants, kind of a total mix. Actually, it's called the OC Mix. That's kind of funny, but it is a mix of things here. There's like a lot of first-time entrepreneurs that are here with their businesses, sort of interesting chefs that have like done truck carts and all these neat things and kind of converted them into these one-time shops. It's just a really great place. We're here at Taco Maria,
where we just had a fantastic lunch, some of the best tortillas I've ever tasted. And then on top of that, they put all these terrific ingredients and
carnitas
Mexican,
and pollo with the mole. And
it was Mexican food, but it was Mexican food that I had never tasted
with
before.
With a bit of a twist, yes.
Yes, things that taste that I had never had.
And sort of a pepper, like an appetizer pepper salad with it, almonds, just so neat. And, you know, sitting here, we're out here on the deck, sitting here looking at all these different shops. We went here to the OC Mix inside, which has stuff that are like coffee shops and oil shops and different things like that, all these kind of unique, one-of-a-kind places. And it's just such a fun mix to be here.
Yeah, we're here at SoCo and the OC Mix. And the thing I really like about it is it's the type of place where you could come and then you'd come here for one reason, but you'd end up going to four or five other shops and just stopping for coffee or picking up, oh, hey, let's get one of those too, or something like that. It's
you
that
need
type
a vinyl
a
record? There's somebody here that's a vinyl shop.
Here to tell us more about it is Anaïs Tanji. She works with SoCo and the OC Mix. And tell us, this is such a unique atmosphere for Southern California. Give us a little bit about the origin of this place and what makes it so unique.
Well, thank you so much. What a great lunch. My gosh, it never gets old. I always enjoy it. So the OC Mix at SoCo Collection is really unique, as you said. And it's been the passion project of Brian Ward and Scott Burnham. They're visionaries, but also traditional real estate developers. And so in 2009, they purchased this property. And when the economy took a hit, they charged forward with this concept. And against all odds and all the naysayers, they've made it a success. And we've gone from 6 tenants in 2010 to over 61 tenants in the entire center. And like you mentioned, Taco Maria is one of the shining stars. Michelin star chef who launched a food truck, was named best food truck in the nation, and now has his first restaurant. And yeah, those tortillas, my goodness.
Speaking of some of the food, tell us a little bit about some of the standout food vendors that are here. Anything from, you know, coffee to tea to sit-down restaurants. Tell us some of the standout vendors that are here.
So we have a few foundation tenants. So Portola Coffee, they opened their coffee shop here inside the OC Mix and have been an instant success. They have different brew methods. They take their coffee really seriously. It's almost like lab chemist meets coffee makers. Their owner travels across the world, sources the very best, and every single variable is calculated and thought about. And if you want an excellent cup of coffee, they are my favorite. So there's Portola Coffee Lab, and then they have Theorem, which is a 6-seat experience for coffee. They do everything from waffle gattos, liquid nitrogen, using waffles from the iron press, and make some amazing combinations that are very unique. So private tasting coffee experience that you don't want to miss. And then some of my favorites are the cheese shop, amazing cheeses, platters that you can order and then sit in the California sun in the courtyard. There's Shuck Oyster Bar. They fly their oysters in every single day. They go to the airport. The oysters are 18 hours out of the water. They make lobster butter and then create a delicious lobster roll that's slathered in this lobster butter that's to die for. And they have grilled cheese sandwiches with 5 different gourmet cheeses. They have fried oysters, everything you could ever dream of. Arc Restaurant by Chef Noah Bloom, absolutely phenomenal. 1-pound burger slathered in duck fat, cooked in a wood fire oven with craft cocktails, hand chiseled ice cubes for the perfect whiskey water ratio. And they squeeze all their juice fresh every single day. And they're really amazing craftsmen and know what they're doing. And I could go on and on. Greenleaf, gourmet chop shop, salads, flatbreads, delicious options, wine bars. There's Wee Olive Wine Bar. There's olive oil tastings, vinegar tastings, savory spice shop with the best spices I've ever tried, the Mixing Glass, which is retail for spirits and bartender equipment. And then you also get the amazing Gabrielle Dion teaching you how to make these phenomenal craft cocktails and a little something for everyone.
There's also some non-food vendors as well, some original shops that are here, as well as owner shops that, like designers that are here with their small, you know, boutique clothing lines. Tell us a little bit about some of those as well.
We have lots of those, and as you mentioned before, these are all owner-owned and operated. So the great thing about coming here is that you get to shop and eat local. Some of the shining stars are Smocking Birds and Baby. She does smocking classes, has unique children's clothes, her own smocked line, and beautiful, beautiful kids' clothing that you really can't find anywhere else. We have local fare that sources from local sources and gets food items and plates and Saturday morning pancake tea towels and all sorts of unique items. We have Lily Class. She hand makes every piece of jewelry in her store. She'll be up late at night creating new jewelry lines and is so amazing at her custom creations, and we have, like you mentioned, Analog with the record shop that has all sorts of hard-to-find records, cloth and metal, a men's clothing store. The list goes on and on.
And we're just sitting out here again on the patio, just enjoying a beautiful Southern California day. And it's so amazing, you know, being here in Costa Mesa and just literally just the different vibes in the different, you just go a block and you have a different vibe, you go a block and you have a different vibe. And it's just been one more place to be here while you're in Costa Mesa. Fun place. We're going to go try some coffee.
Yeah, I really love the vibe here because it's sort of those of you who have been to Europe and you have sort of those town markets. They're open air, but they're covered and you just kind of go about and
get your
around
cheese,
each,
get your oil.
Well, and around
oil.
Each corner is sort of a new discovery, and you,
And when you buy a shirt here, you know that it's not going to, you know, it's not off the rack with like 50,000 people from the Gap are going to have it. So.
The other thing I love about this is that it's sort of the kind of place where somebody who has a sort of a unique business idea, you know, like, oh, I'm going to make my own tables out of reclaimed wood, or, oh, I'm going to start my own children's line. They can come here and do it. Things that wouldn't normally fit in a mall or something.
Exactly. And they sort of foster that with it. So it's just really a great place to do those things. We are going to put the contact information for SoCo and The Mix on our hot sheet for today's show at travelbrigade.com. Check that out and you'll get information. You can connect to the directory here as well as other information here in Costa Mesa. Make sure that you follow us at Twitter at Travel Brigade, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Travel Brigade with Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin. You can follow them on Twitter, like them on Facebook, and check out their website at travelbrigade.com.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry here with my co-host, Jeff Griffin. And we, again, are here in Costa Mesa, specifically here taping our show at the Avenue of the Arts Wyndham Hotel, looking at the beautiful balcony and this urban living room that's outside. It's quite fun. You know, we were just talking about all the food. We had an amazing lunch at Taco Maria, but what's more than food that you can have here? The more food experience, the gluttony of Costa Mesa.
The Orange County Fair.
Exactly. You can get deep fried butter at the Orange County Fair. When we were there, it was so fun. There's like deep fried Twinkies. I think there's still, I was actually trying to track it down, but I'm pretty sure there's still a Pink's Hot Dogs. I saw the sign for it and that's there. We went on some great rides. And of course, there's samples throughout the park when you're going into these vendors and having such a fun time. The Orange County Fair is actually a huge attraction. It brings hundreds of thousands of people down here every year, and it's in the city of Costa Mesa, and it is one of the biggest things Orange County does every year.
Yeah, the whole county and all of Southern California sort of turns its attention to Costa Mesa.
As well.
Yeah. And it's also a time when the Pacific Amphitheater is open.
Yeah, the Pacific Amphitheater is actually open for several performances year-round. But the one thing that's interesting is when the fair goes on, they kind of up the ante and there's lots of performances that happen. There's rodeos that happen and some first-time, you know, really great bands that are there. There were some classics going on this week, X and Bad Religion. And then there's just, you know, all sorts of fun things that happen. I remember actually going to the Pacific Amphitheater, I don't know, about 20 years ago, and I saw the Beastie Boys and Run DMC, and it was one of the flagship performances I ever saw in my life.
Another place they have here that's very popular is the Lion Air Museum.
Yeah, that's kind of a family-oriented thing. They have some models, and it's all built on information and history that built up to World War II. And it's just a totally different thing, a family activity that you can do while you're here in Costa Mesa, not to mention some kind of fun pop-outs that are there at South Coast Plaza for the family. There's a Rainforest Cafe and like a whole shopping center. There's a huge carousel in the middle. So there's really just kind of like this family row with the Disney store, Lego store, a bunch of children's shops, and then the carousel, which is very known for South Coast. So that and the Air Museum, there's really kind of like a lot of sort of family-friendly activities, again, as well when you're here in Costa Mesa.
As we've stated, we're staying here at the Avenue of the Arts Wyndham Hotel, and also on the Avenue of the Arts is, lo and behold, the Center for the Arts. Coming up, we're going to have an interview with Terry Dwyer, who is with the Segerstrom Center for the Arts.
You're listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. Again, you can check us out on our website, travelbrigade.com. You can also check out that to get our hot sheet for today's show. We'll have links for all of these places we've been talking to. And you can follow us at Twitter, at Travel Brigade.
We will be right back.
Questions or comments for the Travel Brigade? Tweet them at Travel Brigade.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry here with my co-host Jeff Griffin. We are in the city of Costa Mesa checking out some of the things that are here to do. We were talking with South Coast Plaza. We've been around to dining and restaurants while we're here. There's also one thing that everyone's always talking about in Costa Mesa because they call it the city of arts. For a reason.
Yeah, there's nothing better than spending an afternoon shopping at South Coast Plaza and then going to a nice dinner and then coming over to the Segerstrom Center for the Arts. We're very lucky. We have Terry Dwyer, president of the Segerstrom Center. And Terry, tell us about this center and what makes it so unique.
We're very lucky to have this kind of performing arts center in a city like Costa Mesa. All of Orange County, Costa Mesa in particular, delivers enthusiastic audiences for our Broadway shows, our great classical dance series. And we have these spectacular events out on the plaza, including free movies in the summer.
Yeah, we've noticed some of your things that you're advertising. You've got some Broadway Across America shows that are here. I know we've noticed there's Ghost and Once that are coming here, but all the big productions that come here to Orange County.
Tell us a little bit about the different venues here, the sizes, and what type of events they host.
Sure. We have a number of wonderful facilities. We have a 3,000-seat Segerstrom Hall. That hosts all of our great Broadway shows, as well as the classical dance companies that come to Orange County from all around the world. Then we have a 1,900-seat Renee and Henry Segerstrom Concert Hall. That is a world-class concert hall that hosts the best orchestras from around the world, as well as our local resident orchestra, the Pacific Symphony. And we have two smaller spaces, the Samueli Theater, which hosts our indie band series, our cabaret series, our chamber music series, lots of parties, lots of events in that space. Then there's Founders Hall, which hosts also cabaret and chamber music, as well as performances for our Contemporary Theater Festival or Contemporary Performance Festival, which we do in the winter, which is called the Off-Center Festival. And then we also consider our public plaza a performance venue where we have large-scale public events very regularly, free movies, dance concerts, rock and roll, Latino bands. It's really very animated space.
One thing I love about coming here is the architecture of these buildings and the feeling you get of just being in this whole square surrounded by these, and the fact that you're within walking distance of South Coast Plaza, of several hotels. It's a very accessible space and kind of a fun space to even just walk through.
Yeah, what we really think of the Segerstrom Center for the Arts and the plaza between it as creating a public plaza or a town center for all of Orange County. And you're right, we're really at the center of the best of what Orange County has to offer. And of course, Costa Mesa, City of the Arts. We are not only close to South Coast Plaza and a number of restaurants, but also bars, coffee shops, gelato places, greatest shopping in the world, of course. It's really a central place, and you're absolutely right, a great place to walk around and check out Costa Mesa.
Tell us this year, looking forward to this coming year, what are some of the highlights that you'll be hosting here at the center?
A couple of the things I have to look forward to is we have probably our most exciting Broadway series we've had in many, many years. We have a number of Tony Award-winning shows coming. In addition to Once, we have Pippin, which won the Tony Award last year. We have Phantom of the Opera coming back. We also have some of the great international ballets coming, ballet companies coming, as well as American Ballet Theater with a world premiere, Sleeping Beauty, which is going to be right on art in our Segerstrom Hall stage. And we have our indie band series. We have our Contemporary Performance Festival in January and February. So there's something going on all the time.
We will connect the center's website where you can get ticket information, calendar information on our hot sheet for today's show at travelbrigade.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at Travel Brigade.
You're listening to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. We will be right back.
They don't always agree, but they always seem to have their reasons. Next up, Travel Brigade's countdown of their favorites from this week's show on He Said, She Said.
Welcome back to Travel Brigade, your weekly travel and destination show. This is Kathleen Curry here with my co-host Jeff Griffin. We are in the city of Costa Mesa. We are enjoying the arts, the shopping, the dining, all the things that you can do here in Costa Mesa. And it really is sort of the gateway to many, many popular places here in Southern California. And Costa Mesa is one of the places that is kind of maybe so much kind of a little bit under the radar because they don't hear the big name of Newport Beach or they don't hear Disneyland. But it's really in the mecca of all of these places. And it's a great place to sort of hunker down, be here. You can enjoy so many things, plus sort of be the gateway to all of these other Southern California attractions. This is the part of the show where we do He Said, She Said.
As always, she said, goes first.
Talking about Costa Mesa, this has been a little bit of a difficult one because I've really just liked all the things that we're doing, but I'm going to narrow it down. I'm going to say my first choice is going to be the OC Fair and the Amphitheater. I think the OC Fair is one of those sort of institutions that's here in the city of Costa Mesa. Everybody knows about it. Everybody comes down to see it, and you really have that traditional fair experience. You have rodeos. You have shows. You have food that will send you to the hospital for cholesterol level. You have, all these like booths with all these fun little things that you never see anywhere else. And of course, you know, the kids tugging you to go on all the rides. So I'm going to choose that, as well as the amphitheater, of course, across the street where you see some great performances.
I'm going with Portola Coffee Lab, which was in the OC mix. And the reason I'm going with that is because iced coffee is a very important part of my life. As Kathleen knows, I drink several cups a day.
If he could inject it, he would.
And here's the thing. This was the best cup of iced coffee I've ever had. And in reading the little thing about how they brew it, I found out why.
Yes. And I was going to say one thing that we did, which we don't usually do with our coffee, is we tried it black.
Yeah, it was that good that I didn't need to put anything in it. Apparently, one of the ways they do it is they steep the grounds in cold water for 24 hours. And every one of those hours makes it better, I guess, because it was really great.
Yeah, it was some of the best coffee I think I've ever had in my life. You know, that kind of brings me to dining choices. I couldn't really pick one place because we had some amazing dining when we were here in Costa Mesa. We're here at the Avenue of the Arts, Wyndham Hotel, and the Silver Trumpets here. They've got a great happy hour, a good menu here. Taco Maria, I think we might need to stop by and see if we could get some corn tortillas to go. They are the best corn tortillas I have ever had in my life, and not to mention the fillings, the mole, the fish taco, I mean, everything. And we actually had our mini-me with us, who is the pickiest eater ever and could not get enough of Taco Maria. But those are some other places around. There's some, you know, chain restaurants like Rainforest Cafe, which is just great fun with the kids. There's kind of a Southern California institution, the Claim Jumper. We went there. That was really fun. And then just a lot of just, you know, individual first-time places around here that are just great fun to stop by and eat. So I just think the dining choices in general are really good. So that would be my second choice.
My second choice is the location here. We're right in the heart of Orange County. And so if we want to go up to Disneyland, it's easy to get there. If we want to go down to the beach, it's easy to get there. We're near the airport. We're near where several freeways intersect. So this is just a great place to get around this area.
You want Disney, it's close. You want the beach, it's close. You want the Arts Center, it's 15 feet across the street. You want shopping, it's 25 feet. I mean, it's just amazing. The location is location, location, location here in Orange County. I'm going to go with my number one, which Jeff isn't going to be shocked about. The credit card bills when they come may be a little shocking. However, I'm going to go with shopping. We have so many choices here for shopping. It really is really a shopping mecca. We have the high end at South Coast Plaza. Now, don't get me wrong. South Coast Plaza really does have a lot of your typical shops as well. I mean, you can find a Gap there. You can find, you know, your other type of stores like that. You know, they've got anchor stores like Nordstrom's and things like that, but they also have Saks Fifth Avenue, Bloomingdale's. They have Jimmy Choo, Mont Blanc, my favorite, Mikimoto. They have everything Tourneau. You can find some amazing watches. But what's so neat about the shopping here is sort of the other shopping that's here outside of South Coast. The Camp, the Lab, which we talked about, which were the original anti-malls, and then the sort of experiment there at the SoCo OC Mix. It really just gives a fun vibe that's there. I mean, there's new shops. It really kind of gives you this kind of funky feel. Everything from like a guy that like sells collector's item vinyl records to, as Jeff said, the best coffee we've ever had, to Taco Maria, to these designer children's clothes that are, you know, one of a kind because the owner's right there, the one who's designing them and making them. So I just say the shopping in general in Costa Mesa is pretty superb.
My number one is sort of along those same lines, but it's more just like window shopping, just not actually buying things. But just walking through the South Coast Mall is just kind of an amazing experience. You see people from all over the world, and you can spend a whole afternoon there and not see the whole thing, just kind of walking around, moseying in and out of shops, and it's just kind of got a fun vibe about it.
We're coming to the end of today's show. Unfortunately, we have to move on to our next destination, but we love Costa Mesa. We know we'll be back. Again, make sure that you check out the website, travelcostamesa.com. You can find information on dining, hotels, shopping, recreation, all in one spot there.
We'll also have links on our website, travelbrigade.com, if you click on the hot sheet for today's show. We unfortunately have to pack up and leave Costa Mesa, but we'll be back next week with another great destination for you. In the meantime, please remember, there are two stages in life. You're either on a trip or you're planning your next trip. Whatever stage you're in, please join us next week.
See you next week and enjoy the trip.
You have been listening to Kathleen Curry and Jeff Griffin on Travel Brigade. Connect with them on Facebook, Twitter, and at travelbrigade.com.